Marine Le Pen has softened her image and concentrated her campaign for the presidency on the soaring cost of living. Her far-right National Rally Party still promises to crack down on immigration and stop Muslim women from wearing headscarves in public places. But the focus has been on the struggle to make ends meet. And Le Pen has constantly attacked Emmanuel Macron where he is perhaps most vulnerable, a common perception he is detached.
Emmanuel Macron had tried once again to create division, once again had fallen into outrageousness, aggressiveness, brutality. By brutalizing me, he is in fact also brutalizing the millions of voters who voted for me. This is a trait of his character. This trait will worsen if, by misfortune, Emmanuel Macron is re-elected. Every French person must think about this.
Macron's last day of campaigning was in friendly territory. He won the first round here in Figeac in the Lot region of southern France. Le Pen was beaten into third place by the far-left Jean-Luc Mélenchon. Here, Macron was energised, casting Sunday's vote as a referendum on France's place in the world.
The 24th of April is a referendum for or against fidelity to our values, to our history, what we really are and what we are for. So it's all to play for. Let's go and show them. The 24th of April will be the start of a new, challenging time of battling, of kindness and of ambition for France and Europe.
In the 2017 election, Macron won not only because he was seen as a new face. There was also a so-called Republican Front, the idea that people should vote to stop a far-right candidate seen as a threat to French democracy.
In this election, there will again be those who vote to keep out Le Pen rather than for Macron. This time round, apart from here, there isn't much enthusiasm for the president, and that might affect who bothers to vote. But the latest polls give Macron victory with 57% share of the vote on a turnout of around 72%. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Figeac.